Welcome back. Before we move any further, let's take a look at some of the comments that have come in on the Coup app. Priya says, it is a part of their faith and no one should be allowed to prevent them from practicing it. Of course, this is in the context of girls wearing hijab and not being allowed in their college. Nitesh Tyagi says, we call our country a secular state, but how are we really practicing secularism? Okay, let's now quickly move on to story number two. So some of the states have declared a chief ministerial candidate. In fact, in some states, some parties have declared their CM face that if we win, this guy is going to be our chief minister. But then there are many parties, in fact, some who have and other political parties who have not declared their chief ministerial faces. So this conundrum called to declare or not to declare is what we are going to discuss right here. Let's take a look at battleground Uttar Pradesh, where for the BJP, there is Mr. Yogi Adityanath. For the Samajwadi Party, the claimant is Akhilesh Yadav. From the BSP, it is Mayawati. Now, these are very obvious choices. Very, very obvious choices. But for the Congress, in case they win, there is a question mark. That is battleground UP. Let's now shift to Punjab. Who are the chief ministerial faces? So, Aam Aadmi Party, after months of procrastination and a very protracted negotiation, has announced Bhagwant Mann as their chief ministerial face. That for the BJP, unknown. Of course, you've got Captain Amrinder Singh supporting him, but not declared as the CM candidate. Shiromani Akali Dal, who will be their face, is not being projected even now. Of course, they've got tall leaders. The BSP, which is contesting with the Shiromani Akali Dal, not declared the CM face. In the Congress, it's surprising where you have got Navjot Singh Sidhu, Channi, but still the Congress party officially has not declared a chief ministerial face. Now let's shift to Goa. The only party to declare their chief ministerial face, who's going to join us in just a short moment, is the Aam Aadmi Party with Amit Palekar. The TMC has not declared anyone. The Congress has not declared anyone. The BJP, the Shiv Sena, the NCP, nobody has declared their chief ministerial candidate. Which is why there is a basic question that we ask. CM candidate to declare or not declare? You see, the official position is that after an assembly election is won, it is the MLAs who decide who their chief minister is going to be. That's the procedure. But we've seen that political parties decide in certain cases that we'll go with the CM face, and in some places they decide we won't go with these faces. Why is there this disparity all the time? Raghav Chadda is with us of the Aam Aadmi Party, Gurdeep Singh Sappal, spokesperson of the Congress, and Pramod Swamy, leader of the BJP. Thank you very much to the three of you. Raghav Chadda, we'll begin with you first. It is the Aam Aadmi Party which has declared its chief ministerial candidate in Punjab and in Goa, even in Uttarakhand for that matter. You think that this is a wiser strategy to go into an election with a face?
Well, of course, we think it's a wiser strategy, and therefore we've announced our chief ministerial candidates in all three states. And I think this stems from the fact that people today want to know who is going to be the leader, the senapati a particular political outfit. And it is largely on public demand that the Aam Aadmi Party and all other parties do choose to nominate somebody as the chief ministerial face. For example, in the state of Punjab, since I am the co-in-charge for the party looking after Punjab, I can tell you that in my travels over the last one and a half years, the one question that people used to ask me all throughout was, who is going to be your chief ministerial candidate? And finally, after, going to the people, seeking their suggestions, seeking their consent, etc., we have nominated one of our, our tallest leaders in the state.
Yeah, somebody, but you took your own sweet time.
A member of parliament. Well, we took time. Yes, I will explain. I'll explain to you. First of all, the one thing that is most critical in an election campaign is the timing. And the timing of the announcement is entirely the prerogative of every political party. And, you know, you have to time it well. And it is entirely our prerogative who to nominate, when to nominate, how to nominate. And I think after doing a lot of, thinking, after speaking to the people, after seeking their consent, the suggestions, all of that, in an overwhelming majority, when we were told by the people that they want to see Bhagwant Mann as someone who should be leading the state of Punjab, we nominated our party president of the state of Punjab as the chief ministerial candidate. So I think as far as Punjab is concerned, Sanket, Aam Aadmi Party is going to be the only party that is going to nominate a chief ministerial candidate. The Akali Dal is not going to. Congress is a train wreck. They're in no position to do so. They're a divided house. There is a WrestleMania that is going on in the Congress's Punjab unit. The BJP is not even in the contest, so why waste time by even discussing the prospects of the BJP in Punjab? The SSM is a non-starter. So I don't think anyone is going to nominate a chief ministerial candidate except the Aam Aadmi Party. It also shows that we're in pole position, and that is what every opinion poll is Gurdeep also Singh showing. And just may I just supplement?
Yeah.
I'll just take 15 more seconds. You see, the decision as to who is going to be the chief ministerial candidate of the Aam Aadmi Party in Punjab is a decision that doesn't merely impact the Aam Aadmi Party alone. It impacts 3 crore Punjabis of this suba as well, simply because we're in pole position, we're at the finish line, we're going to form the government. And therefore, it was most important to ask the people, what do they want? Who do they think?
But did you conduct a similar exercise in Goa or a similar exercise in Uttarakhand?
So horses for courses, right? We did not, but in Punjab we did. But you also need to understand that, you know, these are instruments of direct democracy that the Aam Aadmi Party has used very often.
Okay.
In fact,
okay.
In the year 2013,
whether you use this in Delhi also,
political party or
but
not,
you know, the thing is, you can be accused of using this at the place and time of your choosing. Mr. Sappal, I want
which
to come
which is fine.
To...
It's our political strategy.
Okay,
you
fair enough.
You,
fair
you
enough.
Can't, Mr. You can't fault me for that.
Mr. Sappal, see, the thing is, in Punjab, where it is your government, you have a sitting chief minister, and yet he has not been declared the CM face. You're going into the election with so many people thinking to themselves, what if I become the chief minister? Is this a wise strategy? I've seen the Congress dilly-dally a lot on whether to declare or not declare. Some places you do, other places you don't. I know it's your prerogative, but what is a better strategy?
Sanket, generally Congress does not declare a CM candidate, except some exceptions, like last time Captain Amrinder Singh was declared the CM candidate. But if you see in Chhattisgarh, it was not declared. In Maharashtra, there was no CM candidate. In Karnataka, it was not declared. In Rajasthan, it was not declared. In Madhya Pradesh, it was not declared.
Don't you think this leads to confusion and lack of clarity?
No.
As Raghav Chadda said, where is your Senapati?
It is very easy for Aam Aadmi Party to declare a CM candidate because they have very few leaders. I can challenge Raghav now to name the CM candidate of Aam Aadmi Party in Goa in last election. Nobody even remembers that poor man. He's no more in Aam Aadmi Party also. The people also have forgotten him. I can also say, you can do a survey within your own viewers right now, a snap survey, and ask them who was the leader of opposition of Aam Aadmi Party in Punjab. People don't...
Well, everyone knows. It's Harpal Chima. Everyone knows in Punjab.
Yeah.
Literally, everyone knows
just
in Punjab.
Just ask people.
If you read the papers, he's on front pages every single day.
Okay, one by
Raghav,
one. One by one.
He's nowhere. He's nowhere in your strategy. So this luxury is there with Aam Aadmi Party, which is a party of very few leaders left, because most of their leaders... they leave the party after a time. In Punjab also, most of the party has quit Aam Aadmi Party, and that is why its vote share constantly fell in last 7 years from 24% to 5%. So that apart, Aam Aadmi Party is the principal opposition party, no doubt about it. Aam Aadmi Party is there. It has declared its candidate. But Congress Party is a party, it's not a one-horse race. Congress Party has so many leaders, and it's a collective leadership that goes into an election.
No, there is another way of looking at it. You don't want to declare a Senapati because otherwise there will be massive infighting. So let's win the election first. Let's get everyone on board in winning the election first and then later decide.
I don't think you can say that Congress Party is infighting and every other party is very united in its approach. Everybody has seen infighting between Kejriwal and Bhagwant Mann. two people wanted to be the CM face without saying it. Now Raghav will of course say it. No. I understand, Raghav. I go
Come
by
on.
No.
Come on.
But the perception outside, right. What people think, there's no confusion about it. That is why you went through this entire song and dance.
Yeah, one moment. I'll come back to you.
Never
I want to bring in Mr. Pramod Swamy of the BJP, who's been sitting quietly, patiently listening. Mr. Swamy, see, your party in Uttar Pradesh has a clear CM face in Yogi Adityanath. But in Uttarakhand, there is no such declaration. In Goa, no such declaration. I don't know whether in Manipur also you have declared the same or not. And in Punjab, of course, we know you have no such declaration.
बिल्कुल सही. इसके पहले यादव चड्डा जी ने भी जो कहा, राघव चड्डा जी ने भी, जब आपने उनसे सवाल किया कि आपने पंजाब में डिक्लेयर किया अन स्टेट में क्यों नहीं किया, तो उन्होंने कहा कि हर स्टेट के लिए एक अलग रणनीति होती है. मैं उनकी
नहीं, उन्होंने ये बोला कि जिस तरीके से पंजाब में उन्होंने डिक्लेयर किया है वो तरीका उन्होंने नहीं अपनाया, लेकिन डिक्लेयर हर जगह किया है. प्रमोद स्वामी,
नहीं मैंने
डिफरेंट स्ट्रोक्स फॉर डिफरेंट फोक्स.
नहीं, ठीक है, कहा होगा. मेरा कहने का मतलब है कि हर राजनीतिक पार्टी हर स्टेट के लिए अपनी एक रणनीति बनाती है. उस रणनीति के तहत कभी वो चीफ मिनिस्टर का कैंडिडेट डिक्लेयर करते हैं, कभी डिक्लेयर नहीं करते. जैसे हमारे आसाम में अभी चुनाव हुआ था, तो 5 साल तक यहाँ सर्वानंद सोनोवाल जी चीफ मिनिस्टर थे, लेकिन उसके बाद में अभी 2021 में जब चुनाव हुआ तो हमने सीएम फेस डिक्लेयर नहीं किया था. तो उसके बाद में जब चुनाव होने के बाद में विधायकों की राय से डॉक्टर हेमंत बिश्व शर्मा को मुख्यमंत्री.
नो, दैट इज माय पॉइंट. यू नो व्हाट हैपेंस इज दैट व्हेन यू डोंट वांट टू डिक्लेयर अ फेस, जब आप फेस डिक्लेयर नहीं करते हैं तब आप ये कहते हैं, यू नो, दिस डिसीजन द एमएलएज विल टेक. I've heard this argument for a very long time. Even in the union elections, Lok Sabha elections, the same thing. The MPs will decide who the leader is going to be. But then this rule is not applicable.
मैंने पहले ही कहा, आपको मैंने पहले ही कहा कि हर चुनाव की अलग अलग रणनीति होती है. जब राज्यों के चुनाव होते हैं उसकी अलग रणनीति होती है, लोकसभा का चुनाव होता है उसकी अलग रणनीति होती है. लोकसभा चुनाव में हमने 2014 में 2019 में हमने प्रधानमंत्री के फेस के हिसाब से नरेंद्र मोदी जी का नाम को आगे करके हमने चुनाव लड़ा. तो वो हर स्ट्रेटेजी होती है और वो क्लिक भी की. अब यूपी में हमने जो पिछला चुनाव जब हम जीते थे तो हम सीएम का फेस लेकर के नहीं आए, लेकिन इस बार हम योगी जी के फेस के साथ हम जा रहे हैं. तो ये चुनाव में रणनीति होती है, वहां जो नेतृत्व होता है वो बैठ करके इस पर चिंतन
May not necessarily be a problem. Raghav Chadda, your response. You wanted to come in.
Look, first of all, the process is very simple. As far as the process is concerned, there is a legislature party that nominates the leader or votes for a particular leader. The leader then writes a letter to the governor saying, I have the majority. The governor then calls the leader on the floor of the house to prove his majority. And thereby you form the government. It's a simple process that's been defined in the constitution. But of course, in modern day electioneering, the nomination of somebody as your leader, as somebody as your senapati, as I've called it, becomes extremely crucial in political campaigns these days. And it is not merely the political party's own desire. It is also that it's people's desire. People want to know when they want to, when they want to go.
Okay, we seem to have lost Raghav Chadda's connection, but thank you very much. I think I've got a sense. Different strokes for different folks. That seems to be the strategy. Whatever works best is what political parties decide. Perhaps also a way to put off any inconvenient conversation around who is going to be the chief ministerial face. That is also a definite possibility. Maybe a question for the Congress party in the state of Punjab. Which is why Mr. Channi is not being declared, Mr. Sapal. He's done, as you claim, some good work in the past 2 to 3 months.
Of course.
And yet you have not declared him as the CM face.
Let us understand. Mr. Channi is the chief minister. The work he has done in last 100 days has been registered not just in Punjab, but he has clicked with voters, and there's a persona that has been developed, and has been, people of India have now started recognizing it, that here's a new person who has come from a very poor background, from Dalit background.
Name him as your face.
Grown through education and is a good administrator. But But he has been there for the last 3 months. It's a new leadership which is being developed in Punjab.
Sure.
And collective leadership, that's why you have to put your best foot forward.
Correct.
You cannot say that only there's one leader and others are not there. Others sure. are senior leaders. They okay. all have come together to fight this election.
Okay. Thank you very much to all of you all for joining us. Before we head into a short break, let's quickly play out an interview with the chief ministerial candidate of Goa for the Aam Aadmi Party. We spoke to Mr. Amit Palekar. Let's now talk to the latest face, chief ministerial face of the Aam Aadmi Party, this time around from the state of Goa. Mr. Amit Palekar is now with us. Mr. Palekar, first of all, congratulations for being named the chief ministerial face. Now, while your name has been announced, what are your thoughts on the prospects of the Aam Aadmi Party, given the fact that you are still considered as a rookie party in the state? First time, Amit.
No, it is not a first time party. If you've seen, last elections had been contested by yeah. the by Aam Aadmi Party. We stayed back, we held ground, we have percolated in the whole of state of Goa. We build our cadre, we build our teams, we connected to the people. And I think for Goa, Aam Aadmi Party is not new as far as elections, these elections are concerned. The way things have moved in the last few months and for a few years is that people have got connected to us. And people are looking at us as an only alternative for fighting corruption, for weeding out corruption as far as this present government is concerned. The way things have moved in last 2 months is amazing. The response has been amazing. People have been responding and giving their and pledging their support to Aam Aadmi Party. So I think we are all set to form the next government, the okay. way things are moving right now.
Okay, but Mr. Palekar, do you feel that the contest in Goa becomes very interesting and difficult for you, given the multipolar nature of this contest now, with the Shiv Sena and the NCP also forming an alliance and choosing to fight these elections? You've got Congress on one side, Trinamool Congress on the other, Bharatiya Janata Party on the other, this NCP Shiv Sena combined, and you. Multipolar contest.
See, I don't consider this kind of alliances of any consequences as far as the Goa elections are concerned. Goan electorate is smart. Goa knows, Goan people know that Aam Aadmi Party is an only option that's available to them, which is to... which can emerge as an alternative to this present government, as I say, and is one of the most strongest party which has emerged as a strong contender to form the next government. So these alliances of TMC, or if you look at any other alliances, are of non-existent or non-consequential as far as these elections are concerned. So I don't think we need to worry about it, or because people of Goa are today smart. People of Goa have had hope in Aam Aadmi Party, and that's how we are proceeding, on that conviction of the people.
Okay, Mr. Palekar, now, you know, of course, you would know more. There is a lot of movement happening in Goa, where many BJP ministers and leaders are now moving and defecting to other political formations. Do you feel that this is their realization of what really is a winning combination or a winning party? Some are going to the TMC, some are going to the Congress.
Not at all. It's all about selfish moments from one party to another. Normally, we had seen defections post-elections. This time, we have seen horse trading and defections prior to elections. It's about not getting ticket or getting ticket. As BJP, if you've seen, they have said that winnability is only criteria. We do not care about the character, the criminal records, or any other nature of the candidate they are putting forth towards electorate. So I think it's very unfortunate for people of Goa that these things, we have to see this, and the way things are moving in the direction that it has moved. So I think it's time people of Goa find that change and vote for that change. And the way things are, I believe that Goa is going to vote for a change for sure.
Mr. Palekar, why are you so confident about your prospects in Goa? What are those two or three things which you feel will make a difference in your favor?
See, one thing that we have seen is in the last 1 year, only opposition that government has seen is not the Congress, which was an opposition party. Practically, it has been Aam Aadmi Party, which has brought to fore all the scams, all the corrupt practices of the current government. And people of Goa have seen the performance of Aam Aadmi Party, which did not have a single MLA or representative in the assembly in last one or last election. But today, we are emerging as one of the parties which is now grounded, which has gone to people. We have roamed the whole of state of Goa. We have done door-to-door. Or some of our candidates have done three times door-to-door campaigns. They have reached out to people and people have reached out to them. So, you know, voters are connected to Aam Aadmi Party today. And that is why the confidence doesn't come from thin air. Confidence comes from the fact that the voters have put their faith. Voters have connected to us and they're sharing their needs, their hopes, their vision for Goa with us. And I think that can happen only when you stay connected and communicated with the voters. Sure. I think voter is the supreme who's going to decide these elections. And this election is going to be very different as far as Goa is concerned. You will see the results after 10th of March.
No, that, well, we'll see the results and hopefully get to see you and speak to you also on the 10th of March. But, you know, Mr. Palekar, in a post-poll scenario, whether or not you will be available to a post-poll alliance is an issue which has been sorted out by the Aam Aadmi Party chief himself. He says anyone but the BJP.
See, unfortunately, if we reach to that stage where Goa sees a fractured mandate, I think it can only be a non-BJP party which we can ally with. We'll rather say in opposition than to be aligned with BJP to form the government.
Yes, but you know, when you openly talk about an alliance or a post-poll alliance, even before the elections have begun, does this not reflect a sort of weakness that you will not be able to achieve the targets on your own? That you've already started talking about alliances?
I am not talking about alliances. If you have heard me right, what I've said is that unfortunately, if there is a fractured mandate, we have to look for options. But it can never be BJP. As I am saying, the way things are going, people are going to put their faith in Aam Aadmi Party. Aam Aadmi Party is all set to form the next government. I am sure about it. But in an unfortunate event, it is for the people who decide, and people are the supreme, the voters are supreme, and they are going to decide what is going to be fate of Goa Assembly for 2022.
Sure. Mr. Palekar, my final question, and perhaps I should have started with this, but let me ask it. What, according to you, is the most important issue in Goa? Most important.
Corruption is one of the most important issues as far as Goa is concerned, and lack of opportunities for jobs. I think these two things combined together become one of the major issues as far as Goa is concerned. As I said, the index which has come out very clearly shows that every two people out of every three are unemployed, and which was earlier 50%, now it has gone to nearly 75%, which is unfortunate as far as Goa is concerned. When we roam in our assembly constituencies, we see that unemployment is one of the major factors. And the root cause of all this civil is the corruption and the scams that this government has indulged into. ICOT has taken cognizance of even this kind of scams in terms of jobs as far as jobs are concerned. So it is unfortunate that every time a Goan has to approach the Honorable High Court and the courts time and again to fight against the government's corrupt practices. And I think it's time Goa changes. Goa is changing. Goa is emerging as a new Goa, and it will emerge as a new Goa under the leadership of Aam Aadmi Party. I'm sure about that.
Okay. All the best once again for being chosen as the chief ministerial face of the Aam Aadmi Party. And I hope to meet you and see you on the 10th of March. Thank you very much, Mr. Palekar.